Hey, Dwayne. Thank you for holding. My name is Britt, and I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So I know that you were speaking with Tara there. She does a great job of explaining how this works, but, I mean, did you have any questions about the program aside from pricing?
Would this make us Google verified?
Yes.
Is that what I'm assuming correctly? Okay.
It would, yes. So that would be, you know, definitely one of the first stops there as far as getting you Google verified correctly and then optimizing you to the front page of Google as well. The first page. Yeah. So it looks like...
Other than that, it's just pricing that I have a question about.
Okay, sure, yeah. So, I mean, other than, you know, getting you Google verified, I definitely want to answer your question about pricing. I just want to make sure we have the correct package, so I'm giving you the correct information. Other than, you know, Google verification and getting you optimized to the first page, I mean, is there anything else that you're looking for or goals that you're looking to accomplish with this type of marketing?
I want to put my company in front of as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
Like,
okay.
I know right now if anybody Googles fence company in this area, I don't pop up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've generally relied on word of mouth advertising for the last 8 years. But now we've grown. We have a much bigger crew than we used to, so our work funnel needs to be filled more often.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
It does. It does. Okay. So you have good help. You want to keep them busy.
Right. Gotta keep them fed if I want to keep the work going.
Yes, that is the truth. Okay, perfect. So it sounds like what we need to do is we also need to get you on the most popular directories in your area. Now, obviously, aside from Google, specifically for you, Dwayne, that's going to be Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. It sounds like we need to get you on there. I mean, with us, you know, everything is set on a month-to-month agreement here. We don't have binding contracts or, like, pay-per-clicks or pay-per-leads, nothing like that. With us, I mean, your pricing is going to be set at a flat rate of $249 month-to-month. Now, with this program specifically, it comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover all of the initial verifications and programmings that we do. So your initial investment will be $348, but like I said, month after that and, you know, every month after that, it's going to be $249.
Okay.
Yeah. So with that, we'll cover all of the initial content creation on Bing, and then, of course, you know, make sure we're hitting all of the bases as far as exposure. So we're going to reach every type of homeowner that there is. It doesn't matter if they're an iPhone user, an Android user, if they prefer their tablet, a desktop, or a laptop. We're going to cover all of your bases on that.
Okay.
Do you have already, like, any social media business pages that you've created for Facebook or any other platform?
Yeah, I have an Instagram and a Facebook, both for Legacy Fence Co. And then the only thing I have other than that is my legacy323.com website.
Okay, so you do have your website as well. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So, yes, what we will do is we will go ahead, just in our experience, what we found is that a lot of the younger generations or the younger demographics, they use Instagram more so. So we really like to focus on Facebook because that's typically a little bit older, more so homeowners at that point. So,
right.
We found much more success on Facebook. What we will do is retarget customers for you. And so what I mean by that is with us already including and managing, you know, Facebook advertising as another effective way to increase business leads, what's going to happen is if there's a homeowner online, if they go to Google, because everyone goes to Google these days, no matter what it's for, that's the first place they go. So
right.
If they go to, you know, they go to Google and they're in, you know, Hammond and they type in fencing company near me or fencing installation near me, whatever whatever the keywords are, as long as they're keywords that, you know, are for your industry specifically that you've picked and it's in your area, if for some reason they're on Google and they're not making a buying decision right then, maybe they got pulled away, something happened, what's going to happen is we will also retarget them on Facebook. So later on, when they're on their feed, your ad is also going to pop up there. It doesn't matter if they're on their laptop, desktop, or phone, they're going to see your ad also, and we call that retargeting.
Yeah.
So the way that this really goes with, especially the first page of Google, you tell us, you know, you're the expert in your field, in your industry, so you tell us what keywords that you want us to code you for, and as long as it's in your area, you're going to be found as soon as any of these phrases are typed in. Companies that are already utilizing the first page of Google, Dwayne, they are capitalizing on over 90% of keyword searches done daily in your area.
Okay.
So just doing like a brief search of a keyword, fences near me, I typed that into our analytics, and just in the last 30 days, looking at it, there was a little over 1,200 searches done. There was 1,213 to be exact, with fencing. Now, that could be repairs, that could be installations. Do you target one over the other, installs and repairs?
We would rather do installs, but we also offer repairs, refinishing, cleaning, staining and painting of fences. And we also do porches and decks and, like, pool decks and stuff like that as well.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So those are all really good examples of keywords and phrases that we would go ahead and code you for. And then from there, it's really just making sure that we're targeting specific locations, like I mentioned, both those computer mobile devices, and then also market towards your peak business hours of the day. In your experience, have you noticed the time of day that you maybe receive the most phone calls or you're the most busy?
It comes in waves.
Okay.
usually my phone starts ringing. It's three areas of the day, usually between 9 and 10:30 in the morning, 12 and 1:30, and then 2 to about 3:30.
Okay.
I guess it's the normal break times that 9 to 5 people would be playing on their phone.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. All right, so 3 times a day normally, 9, 10:30, 12:30, up to 2:30 as well. Okay, all right, perfect. Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. So definitely target those peak business hours for you. I mean, and with all of this, Dwayne, you know, we don't want you to just take our word for it. We're definitely performance-based here. We like to earn your business month to month. So what we give you with this program is a customized tracking and reporting system. So what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving from those, and, I mean, even the location of the search that was performed. Okay?
So I'll be able to see all the analytics of
absolutely
like what time of day, all of that. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, we're going to track specifically how many calls you're receiving from new clients, not just phone calls in general, but new clients specifically. That way, once you have some data to run off of, you know, if you want to add keywords, switch up keywords, run any kind of promotions, or literally change any content whatsoever, I mean, you can do so with the assistance of your account management team. So you are going to have a technician. You are going to have an account management team who is there for you 24/7. That's actually the next step, you know, once we get the package solidified and, you know, close this area off, because we're only going to be working with you. I'm sure Tara explained that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So it's an exclusive position here. Once we close this off, the next step is to go ahead and get you set up with the client interview. Now, Dwayne, this is probably one of the most important steps, because in this client interview, this is really where the magic happens, right? You're meeting your tech. You're telling them what keywords you want. We're getting your Facebook page linked together and set up correctly how you want it. We're marketing your website for you. So all of this really needs to happen within day 1 to day 3. Again, the sooner the better, but, of course, we work with your schedule. So,
okay.
I mean, with it being month to month, I'm sure it's something you want to, you know, give a shot so that we can prove this to you, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, what we need to do here is, now, Dwayne, are you the main point of contact? Are you the owner of Legacy
Yes.
Dipso? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And your legal first name is Dwayne?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, sir?
Hoyt, H-O-Y-T.
Hoyt, okay. And what's the best email? Is it personal or business?
Business, legacydefense.co at Outlook.
.co at Outlook.com, okay. Legacydefense.co at Outlook.com. Now, here. So at Outlook.com, it's showing that this is an invalid email, legacyfence.co at Outlook.com.
Yes, legacyfence.co at Outlook.com.
Okay.
Let me, hold on, let me put you on speaker. Earlier, I can grab my other phone. Give me just a second and I'll make sure that's the right email.
Yeah, no, take your time. Thank you.
Give me just a second here. I'm trying to pull it up.
No worries. No worries.
Legacyfence.co at Outlook.com.
Okay.
Let me spell it for you.
Yeah, just to make sure, please.
All right. legacyfence.co at Outlook.com.
Okay, perfect. I got that. Thank you. All right, so that's in there. Now, the contact phone number that we have is the one that we're speaking on, Dwayne, the 985-500-4715. Is that the business number or your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the business number. Give
okay.
me just a second.
Yeah, take it off.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, and that's the best way to contact you, correct? Is through your business?
Correct, correct.
Okay, very well.
And this phone is on me Monday through Friday from 7 to 7.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 7. Got it. Okay, sounds good. And so just to make sure with you, the legal business name here is Legacy Fence Co.
Legacy Fence Co. LLC.
LLC. Excellent. Okay. You have your licensing and insurance, all of that good stuff required?
Yeah, I hold a commercial contractor's license and
Excellent.
A general liability insurance policy.
Excellent. Okay. Very well. And your business address, please.
So that's actually changing today.
Okay.
So the address is 46375
okay.
River Road.
Mm-hmm.
Hammond, Louisiana, 70401.
Perfect, 70401. Got it. And you said that you do have a business website. You said it was, is it legacyfence343.com?
It's just the word legacy, the number
mm-hmm.
323.com.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that. I was close on the numbers, but not close enough. Okay.
Purvis Road.
All right, very good. So what we'll do here.
Do you mind if I type it?
Mm-mm.
Go ahead and lock you in for this area. Now, I know you said that you have a commercial license. Do you normally target residential versus commercial or vice versa or both?
I normally target residential. The reason I hold a commercial license is because the insurance is much cheaper.
Ah, that, yes, makes sense. Okay, perfect. Okay, very good. Okay.
701.
Give me just one second here. I'm closing out this category for you so that no one else can sign up in your area. Give me just a second.
Okay. Never did.
You may have told me if I had it.
All right. Very well. Now, Dwayne, before I process your payment, we have to walk through what's known as a voice verification script. Now, this is okay. Just, you know, an added form of protection for you, and it's also something that we send to you in writing with your invoice. So, you know, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or, you know, want me to rephrase or clarify, just do me a favor. Stop me. Just say, hey, Britt, what does this mean? Or go back over this, and we'll address that then. The reason why I do this, I really just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process any transactions. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
All right, perfect. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and, again, is an added form of protection for you. So, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Legacy Fence Co., LLC.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business. Please state your first and last name.
Dwayne Hoyt, owner.
Excellent. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And last one, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I'm the only user.
Okay. Yes. All right. Good stuff, Dwayne. Very good. Okay. So, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors who are unrelated to Local Splash. Once we get into billing, Dwayne, you will be provided with a security question and answer to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not any other company. So we'll get that set up. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Our phone calls, Dwayne, are always going to come from 877-635-6225. And if I need to repeat that for you to write that down or lock it in your contacts, just let me know.
I'm sorry. My phone connected to my truck. I didn't hear that last part of the phone number.
Oh, that's okay. It's 6225.
Okay.
Yeah. So the number, that will always be the number that shows up. You can just save that under Local Splash in your contact so that you know. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, that is June 3rd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $249. Excuse me. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that we discussed. You will speak to a live representative. You must speak to a live representative to prevent any charges for your next month of service. Just make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you have any questions?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, here's what we'll do next. We'll go in here. Now, as far as the billing, is this going to be a personal or business card?
Business debit card.
Business debit card. Very well. Is your first and last name listed on it or just the company name?
Well, the company and mine.
Okay. How is your name listed? Is it just first and last, or is there a middle?
It says Dwayne Hoyt Jr.
Jr. Very well. Okay. And that's just J-R they have that as?
Correct.
Okay. Just have to be very specific on this here. Okay.
So before we finalize the transaction, I do have one question.
Please.
How long does it take for this to get into effect?
Absolutely. No, you actually hit the nail on the head there, because we're going to run through that, and we can go ahead and do that right now. So here's what happens next. Now, as we kind of ran through just a minute ago, the client interview typically happens in the first day to day three. But again, Dwayne, if your schedule permits, the sooner the better, because this is where the initial client interview takes place. You give us your keywords, you tell us how you want everything to be set up, and we get this knocked out for you and jump on the ball. So the sooner the better. Before we get off the call, Okay. All right. So then it's before we get off the call, what I'll go ahead and do is see what times we have available today, and we'll get you scheduled for that client interview today. I will be on the phone with you at that time. I will introduce you to your technician. This technician has went through special certifications and training through Google, so they are the guru in getting your verifications and getting everything up and running. So that's step one. Day five to day seven, okay, this is where your reporting dashboard and your directory submissions take place. So within your first week, you're going to have access to your customized reporting system so that you can see all of the analytics as they start to roll in. Day 7 to 14, this is where your Facebook ads go live, all right, on your business page specifically. After we get the link, manage it correctly, make sure it's set up the way that you want it to, day 7 to 14. Day 30 to day 45, that is where the Google optimization comes into play. So within day 30 to day 45, you will see yourself on the first page of Google. This is the timeline that we stick to, Dwayne, because honestly, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, if that makes any sense. Typically most SEO companies, just in my experience, some take anywhere from 60 to 90 days. There have been some that I've seen that take up to 6 months. With us being a Google Premier partner, this is where we kind of have some special access, some special treatment. We have these technicians that have been specifically certified and trained. This is why the optimization really only takes 30 to 45 days.
Gotcha.
Great question. What other questions do you have?
That was it.
Okay. Very well. So with your business card, we accept Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover. Which one would you like to use?
MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready for the number when you are, sir.
5537 3400 0098 8692.
All right. Expiration month?
03, so March.
Mm-hmm. March. Gotcha. Year?
Of 2027.
2027, okay. And the CVV security code?
229.
229, okay. I'm going to update this. Okay. Now, to the security question, we have three options for you to pick, Dwayne. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer?
Clayton.
Clayton. C-L-A-T-O-N?
Correct.
Okay. All right. We've got that in there. So anytime, you know, if someone calls you and you're questioning if it's really from Local Splash, just say, hey, tell me what my security question is and the answer. They can't do that. You already know. But you should know, because the number, again, that 877-635-6225, we're only going to be calling you from that.
Yeah, and will a copy of that number be added into the email that you're going to send me?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. So, let me go ahead and process this payment. Now, once I process this payment, you are going to receive an email and a text message. This text message is going to have your terms and conditions on it. As soon as you get that, let me know, and we will go through the terms and conditions here and make sure that you don't have any questions. It's processing now, so give it just a second.
Yep, I got it.
Very well.
Oh, okay. Misspelled my name.
D-U-A-N-E?
D-W-A-Y-N-E.
Ah, okay. Okay, so let's fix that right now. Thank you. D-W-A-Y-N-E. Let's go ahead and fix that. Thank you for catching that. Hold on one second.
It happens all the time.
My name is Brittany, and it happens to me too. There's a million and one ways to spell Brittany. Okay, let's make sure here. Let me get this fixed, and I'll send you out a new one right now. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Hold on one second. I have to let the back office know here that I'm fixing this so that they see that it's the same application.
Gotcha.
I just want all of the ducks in the row here.
I understand.
All right. So D-W-A-Y-N-E. Okay.
Correct.
Excellent. I am updating this now. And then I'm going back into the billing and updating it here as well. D-W-A-Y-N-E and updating it here. And give me just a second, and that I call it TNC, but terms and conditions should be there in just a second. Try not to speak too many lingo words until you know what I'm talking about. That would be helpful, I'm sure.
Yeah, I make sawdust for a living, so. all the lingo gets to me every now and then.
Yeah, no, I understand. You've been doing fencing for a long time. Is it something that you've always kind of picked up and done, or what made you get into it?
Well, I've been in construction since I was about 8 years old. Started out picking up trash on job sites and kept going until I owned the business. And then I had a crew of about nine guys from Honduras working for me, and they said they liked building fences more than they liked painting houses. So I said, all right, well, let's open up a fence company and y'all can prove it to me. And that's what they're doing. So we're going to keep building fences.
All right. All right. That sounds good. Yeah, well, perfect. That terms and conditions should now be in your text messages. So all of the others are null and void. Just open up the newest link there.
All right. Let's see. Local slash terms and conditions. All right.
Yes. Now, you're going to see an asterisk. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, sorry, I didn't want to jump ahead there. I wanted to let you click on the link. But you're going to see a couple of asterisks. That's just for different packages that we had. What's important to you is if you scroll all the way down, that's going to be your specific information with your package. There should be a couple of boxes that you have to click. And then it's going to ask you for your...
Mm-hmm. And I agree that I'm the authorized cardholder. Okay.
Correct, yes. Now there should be a spot asking for your signature, and you want to just do your first, last, and junior, since that's how we have it listed.
Okay. All right.
Very well. Just make sure I get this back here.
It brought me to the login page.
Yes. Yes. So, typically, your username is your phone number, and there should be a text message there for you to reset your password. One second.
Text message yet.
Okay. It usually auto sends via email and text. Let me see. I can resend that to you though if you're not seeing it.
All I have is the first text message with the link on it.
Okay. Okay. No worries. No worries. Let me go ahead and resend this here. So I'm just going to send this. Okay. It's probably not sending because on my end it shows that the terms and conditions... hold on one second. Let me make sure. Because it's showing that they were not... Okay. Never mind. It's good. So it's just my system. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send login credentials to you right now. So login credentials, I'm going to send it. Your business phone does accept text messages, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me send this right now. Here we go. I'll text it to you. Texts are always easier to grab on the go here.
Yeah, log in and access your dashboard. Username and password, okay. Working on your account.
Yes.
Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Yes. So the reason why it says that is because we have to do your client interviews. So that is the next most important piece of business here. Let's go ahead and see what's available so that we can get you scheduled today. All right, so for their notes, let's see here. You already have your Facebook business, you have your website, you are licensed and insured. With your website, do you have like a payment system integration, or is that something that you want us to set up for you?
Meaning like invoicing?
Yeah, like and homeowners or your customers being able to pay on your website as well? Is that something that you like or
so
want? Or
I use QuickBooks for all of my invoicing.
Oh, okay.
And
perfect.
It's already established.
Very well. Very well. Okay. Perfect then. So let's go here. Go to my calendar. Okay. So for today, you are in Central Time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So for you, we are open until 6. Excuse me. Looks like today we have some spots available between 4 and 5 p.m. Actually, that's going to be Pacific Standard Time. Let me see here. How does 2 work for you, Dwayne? So that's...
Works great.
All right, so that's going to be 2 Pacific, so for you that's going to be 4 o'clock.
That'll work.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and claim your spot. I'll give you a call, like I said, and then I'll introduce you to your tech, and you guys will get this ball rocking and rolling. But we have everything that we need now. Just be on the lookout for a call later on this afternoon, and we'll get you going.
All right, thank you.
I want to be the first one to welcome you to Local Splash. I really look forward to the results you're going to put up with the service. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.